Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be studying together Mizmor Samaches, the 68th Psalm in the book of Tehillim. This is a fascinating Mizmor on so many levels. First of all, it is extremely long. It is 36 psukim, which is much longer than many of the ones we've been studying up till now, and is broken into three major sections. Let's take a quick look at this. The first pasuk, of course, is its koteves, that is its introduction, which runs Lamatzeh, LeDavid, Mizmor Shir, this is for the conductor, to David, a psalm, which is a song. And then we divide three sections. Again, they can be divided differently, but this is one way of looking at it, that the first is Beis to Zion, which is the call to Hashem to come help Israel. We'll hear many echoes here of some biblical verses or verses from the Torah about Hashem protecting Israel. And the central section, which is Ches to Chavdalad, 8 to 24, is where we talk about the revelation of the Shekhinah, the revelation of Hashem's presence in Israel and salvation from enemies. And finally, the last section is 25 to 36, Chafei to Lamed Vav, which is the celebration of the arrival of Hashem and how all of Israel and all the nations of the world will ultimately celebrate together. It's worthwhile noting that this is the only Mizmor in all of Sefer Tehillim, which includes all of the names of Hashem. And the most used one is the name Elohim, which appears no less than 24 times, and in fact becomes the ending word of many of the psukim in this Mizmor. In terms of the actual central theme, this is unusual in so many ways. First of all, it's very long, but also it has many phrases and words which are unique and germane only to this Mizmor itself. The first part of the Mizmor, in the first section in 1 to 7, really, or 2 to 7, really seems to be focusing on a victory of celebration of sorts, whether it be at the immediate end of the victory or it's after it as well. This Mizmor seems to have responsive elements in it. For example, it seems that there seems to be one shliach tzibur, one leader, and people are responding. So for instance, Pasuk Beis, Yakum Elokim Efutzo Evov, Yonusum Esanov Miponov, let Hashem get up and scatter his enemies and let all the rest flee, which of course is a rendition of the biblical verse, which is said when the ark travels, seems to be responded to by Pasuk Gimel and Dalet as two separate voices, which are Kiendof Ashon Tindof Kiemois Donagim Ibn Eish. Just like the smoke will be blown away and wax will melt, so too the enemies will be melted. And Vitzadikim Yasmuchu Yalzul Ifne Elohim. That's Pasuk Dalet, and that the righteous will celebrate in front of Hashem. It sounds like the leader is telling everybody and calling out Hashem that let you please scatter your enemies, and people are in responding to that by these statements. Similarly, the pasuk Hey Shiru Lelokim Zamru Shemoi, sing to Hashem and be joyous in His name. Then the first response that is Avi Yosomim Adayan Amon Selekim Bimon Kajoy. It could be that one person is responding. Hashem is, in which way is it that He is supporting those who are weak in society? Lekim Moshiv Yechidim Habaisa. Hashem returns those who are alone to their house. Seems that that's the response to that. The next part of the Mizmor is really the lion's share, which is Ches to Chav Dalet. And in this section, it seems to be that the Aaron, it's describing how the Aaron, which has just been requested to travel with Israel, to protect Israel, now it refers to all the miracles of yore, of old days. Exodus, Matan Torah, giving of the Torah, seems to be a very clear and prominent section over here. It's very poetic, and we seem to have like echoes of the Shiras Devorah, the Song of Devorah, which are part of this description. Psukim Chof to Chof Dalet, the last part of this section, seems to be a song-like repetition of these miracles, and in songs and in poetry there are many repetitions, or it could be more contemporary miracles as we shift from the miracles of yore to the miracles of common day. And finally, the third part seems to be when the Ark of the Covenant is entering into the Heichal, into the temple. It's this moment of celebration where there's been victory, resolution, reconstitution. And again, there seems to be an element of responsiveness. So for instance, in Pasuk Lamed Hey, this is the penultimate verse, Tnu Oiz Lelokim, give strength to Hashem, Al Yisrael Gavosai. Then the answer is, Nora Elokim, Mikdashech, Hashem, you are powerful, you are awesome from your Mikdash. So there seems to be certainly an element of some leader speaking to a large crowd at a celebration. Which also another aspect of the themes of this Mizmor seems to be unity. We're going to see not only unity of Israel, but unity of the nations of the world around recognizing Hashem. One example of this is when the Mizmor calls on four of the children of Yaakov Avinu to come together, and they are Yehuda, Binyamin, Zevulun, and Naphtali. Those are the four children, and what's unique about them is each of them is a child from a different wife of Yaakov Avinu. giving the sense that all of the different brothers, the different sections, the different parts of society are coming together in unison for praising Hashem. In terms of the events behind the Mizmor, it does sound like this is describing an immense celebration. It seems that the Torah, or Hashem's presence, is coming back to Zion, as so many people said this could be referred to. It sounds like the descriptions when David HaMelech brings back the Aron, brings back the Ark to Yerushalayim, and that is in Shmuel Bey's Perek Zion. However, the problem is that it does reference the word Heichal a number of times, temple, the temple of God, and there's no temple in times of David HaMelech that was built by his son, Shlomo HaMelech. Some actually say this may refer to when Shlomo HaMelech, his son, brings the Aron, brings the Ark of the Covenant into the newly made Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that is what is being referred to over here. Rashi at the very end of this Mizmor quotes Chazal, quotes the sages who say that this entire Mizmor is focused on Matan Torah, on the giving of the Torah. Rashi does not adopt this himself, but he points out that this could be the sort of this awesome idea of Hashem coming towards this earth and expressing himself is what is being referred to over here. The Malbim actually says this refers to David HaMelech, because it mentions David in the introduction. So it must mean that in fact we are dealing with David HaMelech. So it refers to when David HaMelech has successfully returned from all the wars in the north and the east, on the northern and eastern fronts, which is described in Shmuel Bey's Perek Ches and Perek Yud. In that section over there, after he comes back and after all that terrible amount of war, that's when he's describing his victory, which is being described in this Mizmor. It is worthwhile noting the Radak punts this further down the line into terms of history. It refers to the success against the wars of Sancheiriv at the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Again, also different versions of success, different versions of the return of Hashem to Tzion, to Zion. In terms of the places in our tefillah that this appears, many communities have the minhag to say this on Shavuot, which of course is the time of the giving of the Torah, and that is perhaps why it appears in the Tikkun Chatzos, the program, on the actual fixed text of the program on that's to be said on the night of Shavuot. The Vilna Gaon would actually say it as the Shir Shel Yom, the Psalm of the Day, or the second day of Shavuot. The Nusach Svardi is that this is a Mizmor of Shavuos itself. The last two psukim appear in different places. So, if as an example, the last two psukim of Tnu Oz Le'Elokim Al Yisrael Gavo Sovu Zova Shachokim appears in our psukim de Zimra in the Hoidu section towards the beginning. Later on, Pasuk Chof Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lanu appears in the Uvar Tzion prayer. Pasuk Chof Aleph, which is Akel Lanu Akel Lamosha Os, appears as the basis for the Akel Lamosha Os, the Piyut, which is said on Sukkos when doing the Hashanahs. So there's different parts which form different places. Some of the psukim are said on a Motzei Shabbos, describing God's humility despite his power, and how a power is found through humility. Lots of different options that we have over here. We're just in terms of one or two psukim that are in the spotlight. This Mizmor is so long and is so powerful and so poetic, it really requires, and as many of the others do as well, but it really requires a pasuk by pasuk analysis, which we do not have the opportunity of doing within these 10 minutes. But nonetheless, it is worthwhile noting the density and the complexity of it. So one example, pasuk Yodana describes this image of Kanfei, Yonah nechpa b'kesef v'vroseya b'yirakrak charutz, describes the wings of a dove sheathed in silver, its pinions of this fine gold. What is this referring to? What is this image trying to teach us? So the Gemara in Shabbos, the Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, actually describes to us that this is an image for the nation of Israel, and the way the Gemara says it famously is, what is the idea of the wings of silver over here? Is that Ma Yonah Zu Knafeha Maginos Aleha Af Yisrael Mitzvos Maginos Alehem? That when it comes to a dove, it protects itself with its wings. What is the protection for the nation of Israel is, in fact, its mitzvot, its commandments which it performs, which protect it. Of course, silver is the idea of mitzvot, because they are, in fact, currency to acquire the real gold which is in the world to come. Just to give a sense of the complexity of the imagery over here. One last thing, and we'll close with this, is Pasuk Chof, a very famous and beautiful pasuk, where it says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Ya'amos lanu hakel yishu'oi seinu selah. Blessed is God day by day, he supports us, the God of our deliverance, selah. The Gemara in Beitza tells us a very fascinating dispute which occurred in the times of the sages, in the times of the Mishnah, where it says, they would say about Shammai HaZaken, Shammai was one of the two leaders of the generation, that Kol Yomov hoya ochel lichvod Shabbos, that every day he would be thinking about the Sabbath. What would that mean? Motzel behema no'eh, omar lo ezul l'shabbos. On Monday, he walks into the store, he sees a beautiful animal, which looks like it'll be delicious. He says, this should be for Shabbos. Motza acheres no'eh menu. He finds another one, which is nicer. Meniach es ha'shnia v'oichel es ha'rishona. Then he would save the second one and eat the first one. However, Hillel, his contemporary and co-leader of the generation, had a different practice. He says, Mida acheres ha'isa'aloi, the Gemara tells us. He had a different practice. She'kol ma'asav l'shem shamayim. Every of his actions was for the sake of heaven, quoting this pasuk, blessing Hashem every day. And what would that mean to say? Is that let's say he were to find a wonderful animal that looked like it was, or meat, or whatever it was, some good, delicious food on Monday, he would eat it then, with the trust that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide for him something wonderful for Shabbos. They were actually activating and exercising different elements. Beis Shammai himself was exercising the idea of Kavod Shabbos, of planning ahead, that your whole week is centered around the spiritual, whereas Hillel was expressing and exercising the idea of Emunah, knowing that even though I may not find something better later on, but I'm going to bless and appreciate Hashem every single day. Just an example of the complexity and the richness of this mizmor, obviously for much further study. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.